Let's turn to the New Testament, Colossians.
让我们翻到新约圣经，哥罗西书。
Chapter 3.
第三章，哥罗西书的第三章。
I'm sorry, Dad, let's read from chapter 1, just a few passages.
让我们对不起，我们先看第一章的几处经节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
第一章的第三小节。
We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints, because of hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel.
三到五小节。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Verse 9,
第九小节。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for youAnd to ask that you may be filled with the true knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第九节，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。
And verse 18,
十八小节。
He is, meaning Christ.Christ is also head of the church, head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And then let's turn to chapter 3.
那我们现在来看到第三章
Verse 16,
第十六小节
17,
和十七小节。
Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with the psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with the thankfulness in your hearts to God.
十六小节，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Yes.Just put your finger on this page and then turn to Proverbs.
让我们先、你先把手放在这一页上，我们先、往前面看。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1.
看到箴言的第九章。
Yes, verse 1.
第九章，箴言第九章的第一小节。
Wisdom.Has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。
And let's turn to Colossians chapter 3, the original place.
我们再回到刚才的哥罗西书第三章的位置。
So let's have a word of prayer before we share.
让我们在开始之前有一些祷告。
Father God, we thank you for gathering us together unto the name of the Lord Jesus this morning.
天父，我们真是感谢你，今天早上又奉着主的名将我们召集在你面前。
It is your desire to bless every child of yours to be blessed with your presence.
我们知道你愿意以你的同在来亲自的来祝福每一个你名下的儿女。
Thus we come, Father.That we want to have our eyes open to see the Lord Jesus and to hear Him speaking to us in our heart.
主啊，这我们也是愿意啊，来到你的面前，也打开我们的眼睛，让我们亲眼的看到我们的主和我们的同在。
Cover us, cleanse us with the precious blood of Lord Jesus.
主啊，这时候真是求你用宝血再一次来洁净我们。
Fill everyone here with the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵也充满在座的每一位。
So that we can receive your blessing in your holy word.
也让我们能在你圣洁的话语里面能够每个人都得着。
So that our heart will fill with peace and joy and thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus and to the Father.
这样我们心里就得到平安，还有那个喜乐。
May you be with us.
愿你与我们同在。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
祷告侍奉我们基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's share from the book of Colossians the true will of God.
我们还是来继续分享哥罗西书，就是关于神的话语的真知识。
When Paul in this book, he praised this bond sisters at Colossae.
当保罗写这封书信的时候，他为在身处哥罗西的弟兄姊妹不住的祷告。
And he said that he knows that this church is filled with God's faith and love and hope.
他说他深知在这样一个聚会里面充满着神的对神的信心、希望和爱心。
Remember that in the church at the Corinth that they lack all three very important elements.
我们知道对比于哥林多的教会，他们那里这三个重要的要素好像都缺失了。
And Paul tells the Corinthians that how important these three things are.
保罗告诉我们在哥林多那样的光景里面，这三样的要素是多么的重要，多么宝贵。
Faith, hope, and love.
就是信心、盼望和爱心。
But thank the Lord that we found them all in Colossians.
但感谢神，在哥林多这个教会，这三样它都没有缺少。
But all Christian life shouldn't stay there.
所有的基督徒的生活，基督徒的生命就应该围绕在这三个要素，
不应该停在
不应该只停留在这三个要素上。
We need to continue to pursue the Lord.
我们应该继续的前进来追求神。
So he had this prayer for the Colossians.
所以保罗在这里有继续为着哥林多弟兄姊妹的祷告。
In verse 9 he says that his prayer is that they may be filled with the true knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
所以他祷告，他说希望他们能够真知道在第十真的verse 9.
What is the true knowledge of God's will?
就是有关于神的旨意的真知识。
So he pressed on to pray unceasingly for the Colossians to pursue the true knowledge of God's will.
所以他持续不断地为哥罗西教会的弟兄姊妹祷告，就是让他们能够追求关于神旨意的这个真知识。
So whole book of Colossians is actually derived from that prayer.
所以整个一本的哥罗西书其实都是来源于那一个祷告。
The center of that true will of God is this in the verse 18. He says that so that himself, Christ, will come to have first place in everything.
所以这个神旨意的知识的核心就在第一章的十八节，就是说他是教会全体之首，是原始，是死里首先复生的，可以在凡事上居首位。
So having first place in everything is the center of true knowledge of his will.
所以说在凡事上居首位是这个神旨意真知识的这核心。
So we he shared with us how to apply this true word of God into our life.
所以保罗在这里分享给我们如何把这样一个教导能够在我们日常的生活当中活出来。
And in chapter 3, he touched upon the subject.
所以在第三章他开始涉及到这样一个主题。
So how to apply this true word of God that having Christ to be head in everything, to be first place in everything in our life.
就是如何去身体力行的去践行这个教导，就是让神在凡事上居首位。
And first thing he mentioned in chapter 3, verse 1 through 17,
第三章的第一节到第十七到十七小节。
He talked about the church life.
都是在谈论在教会里的生活。
So we know that Paul, whenever he mentioned about practical side of the truth, he always mentioned the church life first.
我们可以观察到，当保罗提到如何去实践这样真理的时候，他总是在讲基督徒在教会的生活。
You can compare this with the Romans chapter 12.
我们可以和罗马书的第十二章来做对比。
So here we divided these 17 verses into 7 pillars.
我们在这里把这十七个小节分成了七个不同的部分。
We use this Proverbs 9:1, the wisdom built her house and she has hewn 7 pillars for her house.
我们在这里沿用的是就是刚才我们读的箴言九章第一节说的这个智慧凿成了七根柱子。
So here we like to divide this 17 verses into 7 pillars.
所以我把这十七小节分成了七个部分。
Now first pillar we mentioned before, we shared before, is the keep seeking the things above where Christ is.
第一根柱子我们之前我们有分享过，就是我们要一直寻求上面的事。
That's in verse 1. And second pillar is verse 2, that set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth.
那第二根柱子就是第二小节说的，我们的思念要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
The first pillar is renewal of our heart, and second pillar in verse 2 is the renewal of our mind.
所以说第一根柱子讲的是我们的生命要更新，第二点说的是我们的心意要更新。
And third pillar is in the verse 5 through 11, that is to put to death the members of our body on the earth.
第三根柱子是从第五小节到第十一小节，它讲的是我们在地上要致死我们这个肉体。
To immorality, impurity, passion, and so on.
就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲等等。
Now, fourth pillar is verse 12.
第四根柱子是十二小节。
Verse 12 through 14.
12到14小节。
Over here, he mentioned the 7 virtues that we should all have.
在这里面他提到了七种不同的品格，希望我们每一个基督徒都要有的七种品格。
And these 7 virtues, you look closely, is all in relationship with the other people.
我们要仔细的看这七个品格，他讲的都是我们处理和别人关系之间所表现出来的。
So he says, so as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of passion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Bearing with one another and forgiving each other.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
So the 7 virtues.
这是七种品格。
And of course he mentioned at the end is that beyond all this, put on love.
在第十四 小节他说除这一切之外还要存着爱心。
So that love actually binds all these seven virtues together in perfection.
在这里说的爱心是把以上那七种品格全部包括联络在一起的。
And then we see the fifth pillar.
下面我们又分享过第五根柱子。
So let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful.
就是第十五小节，叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。
And this peace of Christ talk about the peace in the church.
这样一个从基督来的平安也是我们在教会生活里面的平安。
We share three types of peace Christians have.
我们曾经分享过基督徒有的三种平安。
Peace with God first.
第一个就是与神和好的平安。
Second, peace within.
第二点就是我们里面的这个平安。
And this peace in our hearts is actually for the unity of the body of Christ.
这样一个平安是为着那个归为一体所存在的那个平安。
It's regarding our services in the church.
它关系到我们在教会里面各项的服事。
Whatever we serve, that we need to make sure not only we feel peaceful in our heart, in our own hearts, but also all other brothers and sisters' hearts. They also need to feel peaceful in their hearts as well, to know that it is from true knowledge of God's will.
这就是说我们在教会服事的时候，不单是只要自己心里面觉得平安就可以了，我们也要保证我们的服事，我们的行为，让我们同为肢体的弟兄姊妹也都能一同有平安，这样我们就有确据说这样的平安是从我们神的旨意里面来的。
So this is a sure way to know if what I serve in whatever capacity that it is from word of God or not.
这样我们就能够自己鉴别我们这样的服事或者说我们这样的能力是我们自己的还是从我们的神来领受的。
Thus we promote the peace among brothers and sisters.
这就是我们说的我们弟兄姊妹之间在教会里面的那个平安。
Today we'd like to share sixth pillar and seventh pillar.
今天我们要继续来分享第六根和第七根柱子。
That is, sixth pillar is let the word of Christ in verse 16 richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with the psalms and hymns, the spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
第六根柱子就是来自第十六小节，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
And seventh pillar,
第七根柱子
is whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
就是十七小节，无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
So here we shared a sixth pillar. Last time we shared the first half of it.
我们来继续来交通第六根柱子。上一次我们只交通了一半。
We shared the benefit of God's word.
我们上次分享了神话语给我们带来的那个益处。
That God's word is the food.
那具体来讲就是第一点，神的话是我们的那个粮食。
Spiritual food
是我们的灵粮。
It's like a physical food makes our heart glad and happy.
就好像我们吃的肉体吃的那个食物一样，让我们的身体能够好像有得到快乐。
And it gives us a comfort, it gives us a strength, it gives us a growth.
神的话也一样，像那个肉体需要的粮食一样，也给我们所需的，让我们能够生命成长，力量增加。
So Prophet Jeremiah says that in his difficulties he found the word of God and he ate it. Now word of God become joy in his heart.
就像先知耶利米说的，他吃下了神的话，然后立即就心中满有那个喜乐。
So second one, we said the benefit of from God's word is the light.
第二点我们交通过的神的话语的益处就是那个光亮。
We know that in the darkness, in the power outage, everybody actually first thing we do is to look for the light, look for the candles, look for the flashlights, look for the batteries.
我们知道当我们生活中停电的时候，我们大家好像想到的第一件事就是去找蜡烛啊、手电筒、电池，这样能够立即带来光亮的东西。
Actually, all of us are in darkness in the spiritual realm.
但另一方面，在属灵里面，我们其实每一个人都处在这个黑暗当中。
Only God's word can shed light to us.
在这样的黑暗当中，只有神的话语能够带来那个属灵的光亮。
So Psalmist says that God's word is the light, is a lamp to our feet, is a light to our path.
所以诗篇里面说到神的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And then thirdly, God's word can show us the good works according to God's will.
接下来说我们提到的神的话语的益处，就是可以向我们来揭示那个神的旨意，神的美好的作为。
And God's word will equip us to do God's will in good works.
神的话语可以装备我们，让我们为着神的那个心意来做工。
So we not only this is not just a charitable works, right? There's a lot of charitable works around us. We can join and it's a good thing to do.
我们在这里提到的做的事情不同于世上所说的这个慈善的事业。
But it is the good works according to God's will.
我们所说的好的工作指的是向着神的那个旨意所看为好的。
Because only God is good.
因为我们知道只有神他自己可以被称为好的。
So good works means the work that is according to God's will. It's God wants us to do, wants me to participate.
所以好的工作的定义就是向着神的那个心意，向着神的旨意，在他眼中看为好的。
Now fourth benefit is that God's word gives us a vision and purpose in our life.
第四点我们交通过神的话语可以带给我们那个意向，让我们看到我们生命的这个意义，目标在哪里。
So it is very important to know the purpose of life, to know that why we gather together.
所以我们非常重要的一点就是我们要了解我们生活的意义，我们在一起聚集，在一起聚会的这个意义。
Bible says, without vision, purpose, then people scatter.
圣经里也提到，他说没有意向，民就放肆。
So, we shared last time, this is four aspects of benefits from God's word.
所以我们上一次的分享就停在这里，讲的是四种从神话语得到的益处。
Now, we'd like to share the how to have word of Christ richly dwelt in us.
今天我们来继续来分享我们如何怎样去做才让这样神的话语能够根植在我们的心里面。
Now, first place that we need to do when we open word of God is have a prayer.
第一点我们首先要做的就是我们在接受主的话语的之前，我们要以祷告来开始。
Ask God specifically to open the eyes of our hearts.
我们来求神为着领受他的话语来打开我们的心。
Let's turn to Ephesians. You don't have to turn to because of time's sake that we'll read for you. If you want to turn to, it's Ephesians 1:18.
好，我们来看以弗所书的第一章十八小节。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power to us who believe.
18节小节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中的得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And let's turn to Psalms.
我们再来看诗篇。
Psalms 119.
119篇。
Now Psalm 19, whole Psalm, is the longest chapter in the Bible.
我们知道诗篇119是诗篇里面最长的一篇。
And in this Psalm, every single verse, it mentions Word of God.
在这一篇里，经节里面，其实整篇的每一个词都是在讲神的话语。
If you're given chance to write the longest chapter in the Bible, what subject you gonna pick to write?
所以我们设想，如果你有这样的机会，让你来写一篇圣经里面最长的一篇经节的话，你会写什么样的主题？
How to have a peace?
是怎样得到平安吗？
How to get rich?
或者说怎样让自己变得富有？
According to God's will, of course.
当然是在认识神旨意里面这样的富有。
But Holy Spirit inspired the psalmist to write about God's word.
但是圣灵启示他，让作者在这最长的一篇里面，他涉及的主题是神的话语。
Verse 18, he says, "Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law."
十八小节，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。
Your law means God's word.
在这里面说，你律法指的就是神的话语。
So when we open the Bible, now first thing we need to do.Is that to pray that God will open our eyes to truly know God. That's what Ephesians 1:18 means.
所以十八小节是教导我们，当我们打开圣经来读经的时候，我们要做的第一件事是求神来能够打开我们的眼睛，让我们能够认识他的话语。
And then show us the wonderful things in His Word.
来让我们看见神那个作为他的话语当中的那个奇妙。
You see, God's word is very wonderful.
我们在这里看到神的话是非常奇妙的。
Even the driest word, driest part of God's word is still most wonderful. The reason is we need to have our eyes opened by the Lord.
这里的原因就是我们必须的一点，就是要让神打开我们的眼睛。
So first thing we approach the God's word is ask God to openThe eyes of our hearts.
所以我们来读神的话语的第一件首要的事情要做的就是求神来真是打开我们的眼睛。
We have many eyes, you know that.
我们其实有很多个不同的眼睛。
We have physical eyes.
我们有肉身的眼睛。
We have eyes of our hearts.
我们心灵里面有眼睛。
And there's another eyes, pair of eyes.I would like to give you as a quiz or teaser. I share that in the gospel meeting.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to translate. Okay. So, we need to pray the prayer. Ask God to open the eyes of our hearts.
所以，祷告求神开我们的眼睛，我们非常的重要。
Now, second thing is to read God's word as a cow chews the grass.
第二点就是我们来读神的话语要像那个牛吃草一样。
Now let's turn to Leviticus.
我们还是来看。
We'll turn to Leviticus.
我们还是一起来看旧约的利未记。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。利未记十一章。
So, the 11, first Leviticus chapter 11, it tells about what is clean, what is unclean.
利未记的十一章，这一章告诉我们是什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净。
It's in regard to the food.
指的是当时以色列民吃的食物，洁净和不洁净。
Israel's, the Jews,allow only to eat clean food.
在那个时候，以色列民只被允许要可以吃洁净的食物。
Today is similar to kosher. I say similar because they changed some of things.
这有点像今天我说比较像今天以色列人吃的那种食物。我只是说他们接近，因为他们已经有一些改变了。
According to God's word, it tells us what clean food and it has a spiritual meaning behind this.
我们来看当神告诉他们何为洁净不洁净的时候，这话语里面也有属灵的含义。
Verse 3.
第三小节。
Whatever divides the herd, thus making splinters, and choose the cud among the animals that you may eat.
第三节，凡蹄分两半，倒嚼的走兽，你们都可以吃。
Now, you read carefully, the two conditions have to be met.
我们要仔细的看的话，这里面是有两个条件的。
Dividing the hooves, and also chewing the cud.
第一个条件是这个动物要分蹄，第二个条件是它要倒嚼。
Later in the verse, tell us that we cannot eat pigs.
所以后面他告诉我我们是他们以色列民是不能吃猪肉的。
The reason is even the pigs have a split hood, but they do not chew the cud.
因为猪这种动物，它虽然分蹄，但是它没有倒嚼的习惯。
So you have to, and also mention another animal. It's very common for the food to the human being, but it chew the cud, but does not split the hood.
他还举了一个例子，也是我们非常常见的，就是它也是不洁净，因为它虽然倒嚼，但是它不分蹄。
So animals to be clean have to have these both conditions.
所以如果一种动物的肉被定义为洁净的，它一定要同时满足这两个条件。
Actually, it tells about the word of God.
这个属灵上也向我们启示了一些属灵的含义。
We mentioned Bible says.God's word is the food to us.
因为圣经里告诉我们，神的话就是我们的粮食。
It tells us how to read the Bible.
所以它也启示了我们该如何来读经。
The first thing I'd like to mention is that what do you mean by chewing the cud?
我第一点想交通的就是在属灵上这个倒嚼的含义是什么。
You know, the cow is a clean animal. Cows have four stomachs.
我们知道牛是被称为洁净的这样的动物，它有倒嚼的习惯，它有四种不同的胃。
Newton, how many stomachs do you have? One. We have one.
我们人只有一个胃。
But God wants to eat the Bible, God's word.Using four stomachs.
神在这里，从属灵的角度，我们可以看到，我们是不是读神的话语也要有那样四个胃。
A cow eat the grass. It first put it into the first stomach, and then it comes back to his mouth, and he'll chew it again, and goes to the second stomach, and then it comes back to his mouth. and chewed again goes to the full stomach.
我们来看牛吃草的过程，它是第一次嚼的草进到第一个胃里面，然后再回到嘴里面反嚼，再进入第二个胃，这样的一个流程，最终多次的咀嚼进到最后一个胃里面。
So, chewing the cud, applying to reading the God's word, is that first is to read.
所以联系到我们来享受神来吃神的话语的时候，我们是不是第一个要做的是来读它的字面的意思？
Second means repeat.
第二点，我们就是要一遍一遍的来重复神的话语。
In the cows, his mouth always chewing.
我们来看到牛，它好像每天无时不刻的嘴都在咀嚼着东西。
It's always, you look at him, he always chewing.
你看到它的时候，它永远都是在吃东西。
Psalms 1, it says, the man who is blessed is he meditates on God's word all days, day and night.
所以诗篇里面也说，被神祝福的人就是那个日月都思念默想神话语的人。
So we need to read and repeat, and third R is retain.
所以我们需要的是，首先我们来读神的话，其次我们是要来重复神的话，第三点就是我们要来记忆，来背诵神的话。
So God's word need to be retained. In Psalm 119 again,
神的话是要我们来记住的。我们现在这又提到了诗篇的第119篇。
And verse 11,
第十一小节。
Your word I have treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
So your word I have hid in my heart that I may not sin against you.
我将你的话藏在心里面，免得我得罪你。
So treasure means hiding.
所以在这里面英文的意思是翻译过来是有隐藏的意思的。
Because we only hide something from others because it is precious to us. We don't want somebody to steal it from us.
在这里说到要将神的话藏在心里面，这个藏的意思，我们用藏往往都是说我们要因为它非常的宝贵，我们不想让别人把它偷走，所以我们要把它隐藏起来。
You don't hide the garbage, right?Garbage, you want to take out. You want to let somebody else take it.
如果是垃圾的话，你绝对不会把它藏在哪里。你甚至会想放在外面，让别人把它拿走才好。
So God's word need to be memorized into our hearts.
所以神的话需要我们用心的去记住。
So the Holy Spirit can apply that in our life, in the conditions, in the time that we need it.
所以当我们记住神的话，圣灵就可以做工，来在适当的时候借着他的话来提醒我们。
And also if you meditate on God's word, Psalmist says that God's word becomes sweet, sweeter than honey in a palate.
诗篇也告诉我们，如果我们常常来默想神的话的时候，我们会发现真是神的话语比蜜还要甜。
Have you eat Chinese mantou? The bread. The white bread without anything. It's just a white bread.
你们如果吃过中国人的这个主食里面的馒头的话，你们知道它里面是没有味道的。
There's no sugar added to it, but the more you chew it, the sweeter it becomes in your mouth.
因为它里面并没有放糖，可是当你慢慢的咀嚼的时候，你会尝到那个甜味。
So the second thing that to read God's word, to let God's word richly dwell in us, is to chewing the cud like a cow. Read it, repeat it, retain it, three hours.
我们来总结我们从动物反刍得到的这个属灵的启示，就是我们读神的话语要有读他的话，要重复他的话，并且要在心里面来记住，来保卫他的话语。
And third way to let the word of Christ reach dwelling us is splitting the hoofs.
第三个点我们可以学习到的让神话语住在我们心里面的方法，是从这个分题来得到的这个启示。
That when the splitting the hoofs meansThat we walk different paths than the world walks.
分题的意思是告诉我们，我们基督徒走的道路和世上的人是不一样的。
We need to apply God's word in our life.
我们需要在我们的生活当中来活出神的话语。
So our lifestyle is different from the that of the world.
所以我们基督徒的生活，我们的生活方式是与世界上的人是不一样的。
So, the splitting the hoofs means that we walk the walk.
所以在这里面分题给我们得到启示是我们要来付出行动，来活出神的话语。
Applying God's words in our daily life.
在我们每一天的生活当中，都把神的话语来活出来。
And also in a church life.
当然也包括我们在教会里面的生活。
It not only talk about morality.
我们不只是在讲我们所谓的道德层面上的这个要求。
Christians have a higher standard of morality.
基督徒的要求要远远的高于道德层面上的要求。
But it's not only talk about morality.
也不是仅仅的只是涉及到道德。
It talk about the church we gather together as a body of Christ.We want to show the true testimony of Christ.
他还讲到了我们因着他的名在教会里连为一体的时候，我们也要彰显他，也要成为他的见证。
Church has to obey Christ to walk in the way of the Lord.
教会里也要一同的背起十字架来走追求主的道路。
You know the.Bible says that Israel, when they spend 40 years, I'm sorry, in the wilderness.
圣经里提到以色列民在旷野里面40年的时候
，they receive many miracles of God.
他们常常能够来经历神的这个神迹的带领。
But in the end, Bible tells us that Israel, they knew.God's works, but only Moses knows God's ways.
但是圣经里最后告诉我们，当经历了这一切的以色列民，他们只看见了神的作为，但只有摩西，他认识到了神的道路。
So you and I need to apply word of God in our church life as well.
所以，我们。
Church life, apply to church life.
我们在不止在个人在教会的生活当中也要来践行神的话语。
So that's what the split the hoofs means.
这就是分题的属灵的含义。
Walk on a separate path from that of the world.
就是与这世界走不一样的道路。
Applying God's words in a personal life and in the church life.
在我们个人的生活中，在教会的生活中，都活出神的话语。
And the fourth part is this.
第四点
is comparing the spiritual with the spiritual, scripture comparing scripture with the scripture.
第四点我们要做到的就是。我们读经的时候，我们用属灵的话来解释属灵的事，用圣经来解释圣经。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
让我们来看哥林多前书第二章。哥林多前书第二章。
So let's read the 13, verse 13.
我们来看第十三小节。
Which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual with the spiritual.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
Now the NASB has this two words after this spiritual. First one it says combining spiritual thoughts in the italics with the spiritual words in italics.
NASB 的英文用的词跟New NKJV 用的词不一样，它加了两个名词在这个属灵的后面，就是第一个，它是把属灵的，
用属灵的话解释属灵的思想。I know this is difficult, may not be in your notes. So here, actually, in the original words, the words and thoughts are not there. So that's why they are in italics. It actually Paul says combining spiritual with spiritual.
我觉得在最开始的文字里面可能没有话这样一个词。
It's not 可能 It's definitely not there.
所以肯定是没有 words 没有话这个词在这个圣经里的。
So what that means that God's word actually is written by the Holy Spirit.
所以这里面就是说神的这个话语是圣灵来书写成圣经的。
It is a spiritual.
它是一个属灵的。
Many cases in the God's word doesn't make sense to the world.
我们也发现很多好像圣经里面讲的事情神的事情好像在这世上看起来不是很符合逻辑。
So in these spiritual, what is the second spiritual means? It means that you need to be a spiritual person to understand God's word.
所以这第二个出现的属灵的这个词的意思就是指我们首先要成为一个属灵的人才能了解属灵的事。
We know that Catholics believe that no one can understand the Bible except the priest.
我们知道天主教的教义说除了这个大祭司主教以外他没有人能够理解圣经。
So common people like you and me, we cannot read the Bible because even though we read it, we don't understand it.
所以如果在天主教的教义里面像你我这样的普通人我们是读不懂圣经的我们即使看了也不明白它的意思。
And Protestants said that everybody can read the Bible, can understand the Bible.
但是我们知道其实我们每一个人都可以读圣经并且能够读懂圣经。
Protestants. 改革宗。
Okay. 改革宗的教义说每一个人都可以读并且都能够读得懂。
Both of them are incorrect.
我们现在知道这两个主张其实都是错的。
Bible is available to everyone.Thank God for the Reformation.
我们知道圣经里其实每个人都可以接触到，感谢神让每个人都可以真的读到。
Everyone has multiple copies of Bible at home.
每个人在家里面都有好几本的圣经。
But it takes a spiritual person to understand the spiritual book, the Bible.
但是只有那个属灵的人才能真的理解这一本属灵的书。
So you and I need to cultivate the spiritual or spiritual characters in our life.
所以我们就需要让那个属灵的那个生命来根植于来成长在我们的这个生命里面，我们的生活里面。
We need to learn to love God's word.
我们需要学习爱神的话语。
We need to learn.How to humble ourselves.
我们要学习如何的来谦卑降卑自己。
We need to learn how to take up the cross and follow the Lord.
我们要学习如何背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
We need to learn love Christ love God and His church.
我们学习如何爱主、爱神、爱他的教会。
We need to really need to cultivate the spiritual characteristic in our life.
我们要把这个属灵的这样一个特质，来让它，在我们的生命里来一点点长大。
And so that when we read God's word, that we will have insight into God's word.
这样的话，我们再来读神的话语的时候，我们就能从中有丰富的领受。
So thank God that.You and I can all become spiritual person.
感谢神，因着他的怜悯，你和我这样的人，终究有一天都能够，我们都能够成为属灵的人。
We need to encourage each other to be the spiritual person.
我们在这样的道路上要彼此鼓励，我们一起成为这样属灵的人。
So this is the first point of what is the fourth point of?It's the first part of the comparing the spiritual with the spiritual. Now, second part is comparing the scriptures with the scripture.
下一点就是我们要用圣经的话来解释圣经的话。
Now, let's turn to Second Peter.
我们来看彼得后书。
First Peter chapter 1.
Chapter 1.彼得后书的第一章
Yeah, verse
彼得后书第一章
Verse 20
二十小节
Now talk about God's word
这里面讲到了是就是神的话语
Prophecies
神的预言
We know that sometimes Bible use prophets to talk about the whole Bible
我们知道圣经里有使用先知来讲预言。
So here in verse 20, but note this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is made of man's own interpretation.
第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随思意解说的。
I'm sure it's a one's own interpretation.Verse 21, for no prophecy was ever made by end of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
21节，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
And let's turn to Isaiah in the Old Testament.
我们再来看旧约圣经的以赛亚书。
34
三十四章十六小节，以赛亚书三十四章十六小节。
Seek from the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these will be missing; none will lack its maid. For his mouth has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them.
你们要查考宣读耶和华的书。这都无一缺少，无一没有半偶，因为我的口已经吩咐，他的灵将他们聚集。
So it tells us we should never interpret Bible based on just one single verse.
所以这就告诉我们，我们不应该在解释圣经的时候只单单的看它这一处的地方。
The one's own interpretation means we interpret the Bible from that one single verse.Was one single place.
这样单一的解释就是说，我们只单单的靠它在圣经里出现的这唯一的一处的地方来理解它的意思。
You know, God doesn't want to have a person to be alone.
因为我们知道神不希望我们人单单一个人这样的孤单。
God likes family.
神喜欢像一个家庭。
God likes a big family.
喜欢大的家庭。
In His Word, He says, when we interpret the Word of God, we should never build our interpretation or even doctrine on single verse.
所以神告诉我们，当我们读经来解释经的时候，来查经的时候，我们不应该只单单在一处来理解来解释他的话。
All the heresies, or basing the Bible, the whole doctrine on the one single verse. Heresies, 异端。
Okay, 所有的异端，它走偏的地方往往都是纠结于只用圣经一个地方的出处来解释圣经，理解圣经。
You know, this this word is own interpretation one. Actually, in Greek is idios.
所以在我们知道在希腊文里面对这个只靠一处来解释圣经，这样它有一个词语来描述，就是
idios. There's no Chinese word. It's idios. The English idiot came from this Greek word. You know what idiot means, right?
所以刚才所说的这个希腊语的这个词没有英文和中文的对应的词，但是英文里有一个就是傻瓜这样一个单词，它的这个字形上跟刚才所说的希腊的文的这个字母只差一个字母，非常的相近。
English word idiot actually come from derived from this Greek word idiot.
所以英文的傻瓜就是来自于希腊文的这个单词。
So God does not like people by yourself.
所以我们知道神不喜欢一个人孤单，也不喜欢这样靠着一处来解经。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1 said, "A man prefer living by himself is a fool."
一个喜欢独居的人是不明智的，是傻瓜。
God's word when He reveals His truth, like Peter says here, and Isaiah says there in the 34:16, tell us that the secret of God's word to know is that He has pairs at least. He has two or three. Remember that from the mouth of two or three, everything is established. That including the word of God.
所以我们在这里，神就告诉我们，当他要向我们彰显他的那个意思的时候，他会用众口来为他发声，让很多地方彼此的来交叉、来验证、来向我们来解释他的意思，而不只是单单的一处。
It's not missing the mate. I like that word, missing the word mate.
就像以赛亚书34:16所说的，他不会让这些，他要让这些都无一缺少，无一没有伴偶。
So this is very important to understand word of God is compared scripture with scripture.
所以我们知道用圣经来解释圣经，在我们读经的时候是非常重要的。
So advise all the young believers, new believers, don't look for the internet for the answer. Even though you got people give you answer.You don't understand. I can guarantee you, you won't understand the answer. You think that's the answer, even from the internet.
所以我提醒那些初信的朋友，还有刚刚年轻的朋友们，就是不要好像在圣经里面有问题的时候，只是简单的在网上搜寻答案。我可以保证，如果你只是这样去得到答案的话，你不会明白它的意思。
Spend time.Build out the foundation to do scripture with the scripture.
我们要花时间来读经，来了解圣经各处是如何说的这样的事情。
So this is a fourth way that how to let the word of Christ richly dwell in us.
这就是我跟大家分享的四种方法，如何让神的话语丰丰富富的住在我们心里。
Now there's another way.
对了，还有一点。
That is rightly dividing the word of God.
就是要按着正解来理解，来分解主的道。
It's a Second Timothy chapter 2.
这是在提摩太后书。
In verse 15.2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth.
提摩太后书二章十五节，你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理。
The boys stop fighting, okay? Stop fighting. Thank you. 所以 in the verse 15, it tells us here says accurately handling the word of truth, but in the literal translation is this, that rightly dividing the word of truth.
所以在这里字面上的意思是我们要按照正义，我们要分解理解了神的话，但是我们要按照正义来分解真理的道。
Actually, here it means that cut the straight line.
所以在这里好像是要我们切出来一条一条直线。
So, it's actually cutting the straight line in God's word, God's truth.
好像在神的那个话语启示里面有那么一条，一条切出来的一条直线。
So I use a example.To show what that means.
我现在举一个例子来解释我想表达的意思。
When I was young, when you're growing up, when we make a need a dress, we don't buy it from a supermarket or what the Macy or that what is called it, the department stores.
在我小的时候，我们如果想要买新衣服，不像现在可以去这个。服装商店、百货商店来去买衣服。
My parents take us to the clothes shop first.
所以我的父母都是先去卖布料的商店来买布
料。Yeah, a big piece of cloth of you bought.
所以你不是去买一个成品的衣服，而是买多大面积的布料。
And then you take it to the tailor's shop.
然后你会拿着这个布料去找到一个裁缝
，and they'll measure you，
裁缝为你量身
，and use a chalk to draw the lines based on the measurements and on their cross using chalk， chalk。
所以裁缝会用一个粉笔，在这个根据你的尺寸，在这个布料上画出线。
Now remember that we are three-dimensional being。
我们知道这样一个。测量我们人是这样一个在一个三维的空间里面的
and cloth is two-dimensional
但是这块布却是一个只有长宽的二维的东西
so they drew the tailor would draw the lines based on the measurement that we have it's a you know the it's a pants or it's a suit they know how to make it map that to the cloth
所以裁缝有这样的技术它可以在这样二维的布料上来画出可以剪裁出这样三维的衣服的这样的线
Now then you have to cut it
然后下一步就是你要按照这个线来剪裁这个衣服
You have to cut based on the line drawn
所以你需要按照之前画好的线来剪裁
Not cut randomly
而不是随意的来剪
or not precise
或者如果你剪的哪怕有一些不准确
half inch this way that way at your will no then your clothes will not be fit
如果哪怕你只是偏差了半个英寸那么做好的衣服也不会合身
so God's word God has these lines in his word
同样的道理神在他的话语里面也是有这样画好的一些线
In the Bible you can see the flow of Holy Spirit His thoughts and written down and it has the lines dividing lines
我们可以看到在话语里面有那个圣灵的启示我们也看到在他的话语里面他画好了那个界定的那个线
And we need to find that out and explain God's wordUnderstand God's word based on those lines.
我们要用心的找到这样的一些线，根据这样的线来分解神的话，来理解他的话。
So you need to first look at from a bird's eye view, so you know the total picture of what you're going to make.
所以一开始我们可以在宏观上的来看这样一个整体的面貌。
And then you know the lines, and then you can cut it.
当我们整体上也看到了它的所标记的线的时候，我们就可以来剪裁了。
So you have to study book by book, chapter by chapter, and look at their context.
我的意思就是，我们读经的时候，我们要逐章逐节的来完整的读过圣经。
And context is very important.
上下文文字本身是非常重要的。
You interpret God's word based on the context.
因为我们是基于这样的文字的描述来解释神的话语的。
And English has this phrase, out of context is the pretext. It's hard. 断章取义就是 pretext 就是谎言啊。断章取义就是谎言。
对，英文里有这样描述，就是如果你打乱对，就是断章取义，它就相当于撒谎，因为变换文本的顺序，它就会产生不同的意思。
So that's very important. So outlining is important thing that we need to learn. How to outline the scripture, the passage you're reading. That's because these are the lines.
所以来勾勒出我们所读的经的大体的面貌，它的走向，它的意思是非常重要的。
Our truth have to base on this, the outlines, how to cut God's word correctly, accurately.
因为我们如何正确的理解神的这个真理，是要基于这样的线，这样的在全貌上对它的整体的理解的。
Especially we build the doctrinal truth, we have to be able to really study the whole context of God's word.
尤其是我们要准确的了解神在话语上，在教诲上的这个含义的话，我们要非常认真的仔细的来读过圣经的话。
Of course, sometimes we read the Bible, sometimes God's word jumps up and seems speaking to us directly.
当然有的时候我们也有这样的经历，我们读经的时候好像那个话语自己就跳出来，然后真的是我们都很受益，好像是对我们自己说的话。
But we need to go back and read the context.
但是我们知道，我们要回到圣经的原文来仔细的看它文字上的描述。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit wants to help us to resolve the issue at hand that he speaks almost like out of context.
有的时候好像圣灵来启示我们，是用这个文本以外的话来启示我们。
But we do need to go back and read context where that verse come from.
但是我们知道，我们还是要回到圣经的文字里面来准确的理解它的话语。
So this is a, oh, time is up. We have so
11:20.
We're not even half done. So then we will conclude. I know that last week I came in late, 12:20-40, and we're still not done in the meeting. So we'll finish up. Just the last word. Just help one sister remember this, what I just shared. How to read God's word so that God's word can richly dwell in us.
我们时间有点紧，我甚至还没有分享完我想说的一半的内容。我只是想在这里面介绍跟大家分享如何让神的话语来丰富的来住在我们的心里面。
This is a five acronyms.
这样
five words, five letters acronym.
有五个词，它们的首字母可以组成一个缩写。
Sword, S-W-O-R-D.
就是S 的就是就是剑这个英文单词的五个字母。S-W-O-R-D.
So S means scripture to scripture, spiritual to spiritual with the spiritual. So S.
第一个字母 S 的代表的就是用属灵来解释属灵，用圣经来 解释属灵，来圣经来解释圣经。
Second, W means walk the walk, means split the hoofs.
第二个 W 指的就是我们要在生活当中来活出主的话语，就是分体给我们的启示。
And third letter O means opening the eyes of our hearts.
第三个字母 O 指的是我们要打开我们属灵的眼睛。
And R means read, repeat, and what is the word? Retain.
第四个字母 R 它指的就是我们刚才分享过的读主的话、重复主的话和背诵主的话。
And last letter D means dividing accurately the word of truth.
最后一个字母 D 就是我们刚刚交通过的，用正义来分解神的真理。
So this is a SWORD.
所以这是五个首字母的缩写 SWORD.
So I hope that today's sharing will help us to let word of Christ richly dwell in us.
我希望今天的分享能够帮助我们来了解，让神的话语能够丰富的能够住在我们中间。
With all wisdom.
来满有他的智慧。
So that it help us to grow together in the church of God.
也让他能够帮助我们在神的教会里面能够一同来成长。
If Lord willing, that we'll share, continue to share the same topic next time.
如果主许可，我们在下次再来继续交通这个主题。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们来有一些祷告。
Father God, we thank you for giving us your holy word.
主啊，我们真是感谢你给我们这样圣洁宝贵的话语。
And you breathe upon your word, so your word become life in us.
真是你只是吹一口气，这样的话语就成为了我们身体里面的活着的一个活魂。
And help us to learn how to read and study your word.
帮助我们来学习如何认识了解你的话语。
So that we can have your word richly dwelt in us.
让我们能够真是丰丰富富的把你的话都藏在我们的心里面。
So that Christ can build his house. Which is seven pillars.
这样在这七根柱子基础上基督就可以来建造他的殿。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
祷告是奉我们基督宝贵的名。
Amen.